On the show today, we are talking about Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center and Allegacy Federal Credit Union partnering to open up WellQ, a physical and financial wellness service. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a full house at Allegacy Federal Credit Union and a really cool announcement you guys have made. But I want to start with introductions first. On the far left, I believe, in the red tie, how about that? Brett Jordan from Allegacy. and next to Brett is Bill Satterwhite from Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center. And we have Kathy Pace from Allegacy Federal Credit Union. And then last but not least, in the greenish kind of aqua colored tie is Cosby Davis from Allegacy. How are you guys today?
Great.
Good. Good, good. Hey, the really cool announcement that really caught my eye was Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center and Allegacy Federal Credit Union partner to open WellQ, a physical and financial wellness service. And this is something near and dear to my heart because I'm all about, you know, physical wellness, obviously financial as well, but I like combining the two. So to kind of kick things off a little bit, Kathy, I'm going to start with you, ladies first. Can you tell us a little bit more about WellQ? It's W-E-L-L, capital Q. So what is it and how did it come about?
Well, first of all, it came about through a lot of brainstorming. So let me give you a little bit of history with Allegacy. Probably about 10 years ago, under our previous CEO, Ike Keener, he said to us, we need to be doing more about the overall well-being of our employees here at Allegacy.
Yep.
And so we started a culture at that time. It was called Wellness. Today, we believe it's far more than the word wellness. A legacy is a culture of overall well-being. And what does that mean to us? It means five things to us, five pillars that we calculate in that. And that's, first of all, it's about emotional well-being. It's about social well-being. It's about financial well-being, physical well-being, and purposeful well-being. Mm-hmm. So when you think of all those things together, that helped us to create a culture of well-being. And so then conversation started about how, you know, we were doing all the typical things that you would see from the physical aspect of, you know, creating a wellness program with our gym, with lunch and learns, with all sorts of activities and events for races that we could, you know, participate in with our employees. But we said, you know what? And then we moved to another level with biometric screenings and family history health assessments. And so we have over 95% of our employees who've been participating in biometric screening and history health surveys for the past probably 6 to 7 years, what you say?
Wow.
So that's been very, very just an incredible opportunity for us to give back to our employees as a benefit. And from that, I think since 2009, when we really got into the biometric screenings, at that time, when we got all those results back with critical factors such as BMI, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and et cetera, we found that our employee base had 2.4 critical risk factors. So we said, we've got to do more. That's a lot of risk factors for 350 employees. So at that time, we took it to another level. We added more opportunities for our employees to get more incentives as it related to improving their overall health. We added a nutritionist to come and have quarterly or monthly conversations with our employees based on their level of screening. And so that led to additional conversations with Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center. What can we do now? How can we take this out to our membership? And then how can we take it out into our community and create that overall physical responsibility of being the best that we can be, not just for our employees, not just for our members, but the overall community.
Indeed.
So that started a conversation with Bill, which you should hear about.
So, that's a great segue, Kathy. Thank you. Bill, well, I want to get your take on all of this.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, so I knew of a legacy, strong tradition for their own employees. And then in conversations with their leaders, we just began to think about how can we come up with or imagine something that would reach outside of that typical employer wall and first think about our members. So Allegacy has roughly 130,000 members sort of in this area. And I thought, wow, that's a pretty big challenge because that's a lot of people spread out geographically and not connected by an employer unit. You know, what could we do?
Right.
And so we talked some and met some, and really what we came up with was this idea of a membership model. And actually, really, the thought hit me at some point, if all 130,000 people gave me $100, I would have $13 million and I could do a whole lot for them.
I think you could, yes.
There, and I thought, so now we got to figure out how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So then we began to meet and say, can we create some sort of membership-based model with a fee, in the same that a lot of other companies do, right? Costco, Amazon, mm-hmm. others, say, okay, for this amount, here's what you get. And can we do it in such a way that the stuff that you get is perhaps unique in the financial world or things you can't always qualify for?
Mm-hmm.
You have lots of money or something that would add it and make it richer.
Mm-hmm.
We do the same with healthcare. What are things that people need? What are the ordinary things that people need that they often don't get? And
right.
how can we get help there? And can we wrap all that up together and create a context, almost like a wheel, where the more healthy that you get, the more money you have, and the more money you have, the healthier you get. And can we just sort of create that snowball through this membership idea? So that's what we're doing.
What a great idea. What a great idea. Cosby, now how does this work? How does the wellness and the financial coaching and the education, how does it all work together?
Well, very simple, really. If you think about our mission at Legacy, it's really to help our members make smart financial choices. And it's just a logical extension of that in terms of making smart health choices as well. And we know that finances and health are very integrated. One of the biggest sources of bankruptcy is poor health.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we've done is really integrate some of our all health wellness accounts where you are incented to look after your health as a part of this product. And we've also looked at several other items such as financial consulting. So we're very unusual here at Legacy in that while we have about $1.4 billion on the balance sheet of the organization, we have a real large wealth management group that's a little over $1.1 billion. And so one of the things that impacts your financial plan is your wellness and your health. And so we're going to integrate this, and we have, with our financial planners so that you can plan your finances and see the impact that your health has on your finances and what you need to do to plan for the future.
Nice. And Brett, anything else to add there, or what specific steps did you guys take to launch WellQ?
Well, it was a very smooth and easy process. We got it right the first day and just kind of launched.
Really?
It was really good constructive dialogue over about a 2-year period of time frame where we were talking and trying to just figure out the way to really integrate the strengths of what a Legacy brings from a financial aspect, and a lot of the products and services that we've been looking to build and create to factor in some of those wellness and health components with such a well-respected and regarded partner in Wake Forest Baptist Health. So the challenge we faced at a Legacy when we said, how do we take this wellness culture we've built internally and take it outside?
Right.
Talking about a realm that isn't necessarily our expertise when you get on the wellness side, the health. We've implemented a lot of programs and policies internally that have benefited our employees, but how do you scale that to the community? That was where our gap was. And then Wake similarly had a similar mindset where it said, we understand that the medical realm is so complex, so convoluted, prices are so difficult to understand, services are so difficult to understand, and that only addressing a symptom or a specific problem at a given time isn't truly having a lasting impact on the patient. There's so much more we could be doing outside of just strictly a visit or a single encounter.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to bring those two philosophies together that just really mirrored very well off those corresponding beliefs. And it was just the process, while it was very involved and it took a while, it was always very enjoyable just because we had such like-minded agendas.
Yeah. I mean, gosh, talk about a value add. My gosh. So, I mean, having said that, Kathy, I mean, how has this partnership benefited your credit union? Obviously, it's just, I think, again, there's such a huge value here to members. That's such a bonus, you know, other than, you know, having a stable financial institution helping them out with every step of their financial lives. But now they have this on top of it. It's pretty cool.
Well, 7 days into it, as of today, we're very happy with where we are. But let me just tell you that I think the stars aligned so perfectly for us with this. And we were asked that question just the other day. So why the two of you? Well, first of all, Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center has been one of our select employee groups probably for over 20-some years. So they have over 14,000 employees here right in our backyard. We've been serving them. So we were very comfortable with each other from a partnership standpoint already. And so that made it seem very logical. And then one of the things that you should come and see, and since I don't want you to come back to North Carolina for your visit, is our biotech innovation quarter.
Oh.
Which now has about 3,500 employees and our residents living there. And it's in the area where the old tobacco manufacturing facilities were for R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company.
Mm-hmm.
So when they built the new innovation quarter with bioscience companies and everything coming in, we had our second branch that we had from a legacy sitting on that property. So they needed our space to create this new biotech center. So we sold our land to them about 7 years ago. And so when they built the new innovation quarter, we went right in and have an incredible financial center branch in biotech. So the facility that WellCue is housed in just happened to be available right beside of our branch. And it was owned by Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center.
Oh, my gosh.
So when I say the stars perfectly aligned, it really did align. And so one of the other opportunities that we have is that you can have individual membership, or you can have a family membership. And the one thing that we're also excited about is having a corporate membership. For companies who would like to offer the membership fee, free of charge to their employees to come there for their services, which would help them from a claim standpoint if it's companies who have high deductibles. So, Wake Forest, and you might want to address that, Bill, about the medical students that are there and the opportunity that we're going to have to use 500 medical students into
WellCue's
operation.
Yeah, go for it, Bill.
Medical school is also right there in what is, in essence, converted tobacco warehouses that have been renovated, are incredibly gorgeous. So they moved down there roughly a year ago. And actually, really through the support of a legacy initially and then the medical center, the med students are going to be allowed to be members of that for free, in part because I also want them to see how can healthcare be different, right? It's easy to kind of get locked into sort of the education and training mode and saying, well, this is just the way it is and this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Get really broken that mold and said, no, it actually can be different. You know, you can have a setting that's not in healthcare, we call it volume-based. So, all the economics are based on how many people that you see. It doesn't matter what you're doing, right? And how can we have it not based on that? How can we have it based on membership? How can we have people saying, well, from the beginning, we're actually trying to think about your whole health and your whole being, and not so much just, oh, well, you come in and you're fine, okay, Bill, you're alive, see ya, or, you're sick, I'll fix that, but having someone actually caring for you and thinking about you in a much more holistic way.
Yeah.
And in this clinic in particular, our desire is to really have a lot of influence in what we do that relates to much more of a holistic and natural bent to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not set up really actually to be anybody's primary care office. So that's still going to happen. We are going to help with, in a natural, holistic way, chronic health conditions, often that can be fixed quite naturally by changing lifestyle and what people are eating and doing. And then also be able to help monitor those and then help with simple sick visits, we would call it. And as part of it, which we haven't really talked about kind of all the membership benefits, but part of it is the health risk questionnaire that Kathy's talked about doing for her groups, as well as the typical biometric labs like cholesterol and hemoglobin A1C, as well as at least a wellness exam. So lots of people don't get those kind of things. And we just felt like we needed to create a context and a model to be able to push that out to where people could do that.
Very cool. This is such a great idea. Oh my gosh. Cosby, so what are the goals here? What are the ultimate goals here? Don't mean to put you on the spot, but
Well, you are putting it on the spot, but that's okay. I think our first goal here is to become operational. And so 7 days in.
The finance guy, right?
I know.
The finance guy.
Always has to put that in. But I think the first thing is for us to get everything up operational. We're already out on the streets marketing the program. We're having a grand opening next week. And so really get this thing up and running is our first goal. But, from a global perspective, I think what we're looking for is really helping our members make smart financial choices and make smart health choices. Mm-hmm. And just the integration of the two. And I think long term, it will make a difference in this community.
I think you're spot on there. Brett, anything else to add on that one? Goals?
From a goal perspective, I think we really want to just change the dynamic and the discussion that you're having around finances and healthcare. Typically, you're talking about two topics that can be very touchy, can be very difficult to address or talk about because, a lot of times people don't understand either the health industry, the health market, the complications there, or they don't have a good grasp on financial education or knowledge. And so it's difficult to have conversations about things you're not comfortable with. You may feel insecure or may feel judged if you start that conversation. So we're trying to take this down to a very approachable, understandable level where it's easy for people to engage. And we can start with you from ground step one and walk you through the entire process of managing your health and your finances effectively. One of the key aspects here is some of the educational resources we're looking to bring through this. Financial education workshops on budgeting, on credit, on debt, on risk, and also the health aspects on nutrition or maybe smoking cessation. So we're trying to take two potentially very touchy and complicated issues and really boil them down to very understandable and relatable. And really help people effectively engage that dialogue, conversation, so it's no longer something to be feared, but it's something to be proactively engaged in.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Kathy.
Is that bottom line is we don't want people to be afraid of the answer. Mm-hmm. From a financial plan, oftentimes you're afraid of what that final
answer. Oh, yeah.
From the overall yearly physical, people don't want to do it. They're afraid of the answer. So we want to help them with that.
Very cool. And I want to wrap up with you, Kathy. So what advice would you give other credit unions looking to do something similar? Because I can totally see this catching on across the nation. I think this is such a great idea. So to wrap up here, what advice would you have for other credit unions looking to do something like this?
First of all, I would say that a legacy is really unique and different in this overall concept because we have the DNA to back up what we're doing today. Mm-hmm. We have 10 years worth of doing the right thing for our members' overall well-being. And it did not happen overnight. It was a progressive opportunity that we had. And so suggestions I would have for other credit unions, look at what makes you unique. This may not work for other credit unions to do in their community. They may not have the excellent partner that we have in Wake Forest Baptist Health and Dr. Bill Satterwhite, who's such a creative and visionary individual. They may not have that, but they may have something else that's different. And don't think just about what you're doing for your employees. Think about it, carrying it out to your membership and carrying it out to your community.
Yeah, great advice. Great message to end on. Brett, Bill, Kathy, and Cosby, thank you so much for joining me today. This is such a great idea, and I can't wait to get this story out there and just spread the word, and hopefully it sparks other credit unions to do something similar in their communities as too. It's such a huge value add. So congratulations on it, and let's check back maybe down 6 months or so and see how it's all going. It'd be fun to talk about it then.
Love to. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks again. Bye.